All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hi friends, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. So I have been anticipating recording this episode for the last few days. I have so many thoughts and feelings that I want to share with you all. I don't know exactly what the title of today's episode is going to be, but this episode is very much a just real life chit chat, honest conversation that I think is really important to have with you all. This episode is inspired and brought to you by a lesson that I had to learn this last week. You may have seen me post this either on my Instagram stories or on Twitter. I posted a quote about my lesson of the week from last week, and I basically said, "Don't dim your light just because others are bothered by your brightness. You deserve everything you have. You're not doing too much, so don't limit or hold yourself back from taking what's rightfully yours ever." So that is pretty much the premise of today's episode. I have so much that I want to say and that I need to get into, but basically my intentions with today's episode is that you walk away knowing that you are worthy, you are deserving of everything that life gives you, of all the opportunities, and you are never doing too much. And don't ever, ever, ever let anyone try to make you feel guilty or try to like shame any of the amazing things that are going on in your life. So I don't want to get into it too much just yet, but just know that the words that I speak in today's episode are genuinely coming from my heart, from my soul. It's coming from a good, loving place, and I just want you all to know that. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could either screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening, leave either an iTunes or Spotify review, send this episode to anyone who you think may need to hear these words, and if you are interested in following any of my social medias or my other platforms, the links to that will be in the show notes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So as I mentioned, my episode is inspired by my post that I made last week about not dimming your light just because others are bothered by your brightness. And the reason why I said that quote was because last week I was given the opportunity to practice shining my light and being unapologetic and finding the courage and confidence to take up space despite it offending or bothering others. In life, you may come across people who try to quote unquote humble you, who try to shame you, who try to make you feel like you're doing too much or like you've changed. there will be people who start treating you differently because of it, and not necessarily in a good way. There will be people who try to dim your light or rain on your parade. And what I have found, at least in my journey, is that some people do and say certain things because they are either threatened by your growth. Sometimes it's because you are a reflection to them of what they haven't yet healed or worked on or achieved in their own life. And sometimes it's because people have maybe a certain version of you in their minds, and when you no longer fit in that version, it upsets them for whatever reason. Or sometimes it's due to a scarcity and lack mindset. You know, they see you succeeding and they think you're taking away their success, when in reality, success is limitless and there's enough success for all of us. Or sometimes, if we're completely honest, it's just plain envy or jealousy. But regardless of why people say or do certain things to maybe humble you or, you know, make you feel ashamed for your growth and like try to rain on your parade, just know that it has nothing to do with you and it has everything to do with them and their own perspective or whatever it is that they are dealing with internally. And if you ever find yourself in a position where someone is trying to rain on your parade or make you feel like you're doing too much or any of the above that I mentioned, I want you to remember my message of, don't ever dim your light just because others are bothered by your brightness.
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian cocktail maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself. For research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So to my story, first off, I felt it was really important for me to express my feelings and share my perspective around this, but also I wanted to talk about this because there is a huge learning lesson that I got out of this situation, and I think it could be helpful for anyone in any given situation. You can really apply it to any aspect of your life. Before I get into this story, this situation, I want to start off by saying this. I am so grateful for the community that we all have built here together. I truly feel so blessed to have a community of just amazing, kind, genuine people who all seem to want the same things in life, which is just to heal, to grow, and to be the best versions of themselves, which I think is so beautiful and amazing. And I feel so lucky, so blessed, so privileged when you all share your most personal deep stories with me. I never take that for granted, and I just feel so honored that you feel safe and comfortable enough to be able to do that, because I know it's not easy, especially, you know, sharing it with a stranger that you've never met. And I really do view you as my friends, as my community, as my support system. And I'm just really lucky, because I would say about 99.9999% of my audience has been so kind and good to me. I can honestly say in the last 4 years that I've been creating content, I've maybe received 10 unkind and rude comments here and there, which I think is amazing considering the ratio. You know, I've never really felt the need to address anything negative or rude that someone has said, because I know what people say is simply a reflection of them, and usually it really isn't that big of a deal anyways. But there is something that I wanted to share with you guys, a comment that really upset me. I thought it was important that I share this and also kind of walk you through my perspective and where I'm coming from, and also sharing the lesson that I learned in this comment. But please know, I am not trying to bash or shame anyone, especially the person who said this comment. In fact, I don't think their intentions were to be malicious at all. However, that doesn't mean the impact wasn't hurtful, which is one lesson that I want everyone to take away from this episode, is we need, as a collective, we need to be more mindful of the things that we say, of how we treat people, especially online. I feel like with the internet and social media, a lot of us say things that we would never have the courage to say to someone's face, but also it's like we think just because it's on the internet it doesn't have that much impact, but it has the same impact as it would if you said it in person. And I just want us all as a collective to do better, to be better people, and to spread as much love and positivity as we can. I feel like the world is already, excuse my language, so fucked up as it is. Most of us are just simply trying to survive. We're simply trying to get through the day. Life is hard as it is, and unnecessary, rude, or hurtful comments do not help anyone. Not saying that this comment was rude, because again, I really don't believe that this person was trying to be malicious at all. So essentially, the other day, I came across a review that someone left on the podcast, which is so funny because I hardly ever read my reviews, even if they're positive, because I don't want to give what other people say so much value or weight, even if it's positive. I want to be able to feel confident in myself because I feel confident, not because other people are telling me I'm amazing and this and that. However, the other day I accidentally came across a review, although now I know it wasn't an accident and the universe is so intentional, and I was meant to read this review because I came out of it feeling so much more confident and stronger in myself. But essentially the person who left this review said, "Love this podcast, but I think having 3 to 4 ads per episode is a bit much." Some of you might be thinking, okay, like, what's the big deal? That's not a rude comment. That's not really mean. And I agree. But I want to share why this comment upset me, and also, again, the lesson that I learned from this comment. So after reading this review, I was very, very upset, and I had to process my feelings and my thoughts. And honestly, now I'm over it, but I still want to walk you through the process and like the conclusions that I came up with. So when I read this comment, I immediately felt angry and offended. I felt angry because if you've been following me for a while, if you've been here for a minute, you know that I've been doing this podcast as well as creating content on my other platforms for about 4 years now. I've been creating content from my heart, from my soul, pouring so much into what I do and providing value for absolutely $0, not getting paid a dime. In the last few years, I've sacrificed so much of my time and my energy to create content for you all. And I've been so dedicated to creating valuable content, to showing up for you guys, to being of service, that I made the decision to walk away from a really amazing paying 9-to-5 job and instead take odd jobs here and there and also work jobs that I was grossly overqualified for, just so I could have enough time and energy to create the type of content that I wanted to produce for you guys. And again, for the last 4 years, I've been making absolutely $0 aside from, you know, working with my private clients. Now, fast forward 4 years later, I have built my platforms, my podcast, to a point where brands actually want to work with me. They want to pay me for my services, for my platform, and I am so damn proud of that. I know that I've worked my ass off to get here, that I've sacrificed so much, and that I started from literally nothing, and to be here, that is a huge, huge milestone. So when I read this comment of this person saying, "Love your podcast, but 3-to-4 ads is a bit much," it honestly felt like such a slap in my face. And that's just me being completely honest with how I felt in that moment. Like I said, aside from working with my private clients and having the odd job here and there, I was making $0 from my podcast, from my social media content. I've only barely started making a little bit of change on my podcast and my social media. And for someone to turn it into something negative or as a complaint, for me, it's just the audacity of it all, okay? Let's be really real for a second. There are ads literally everywhere we look. YouTube, movies, billboards, Instagram. So why is it an issue when a small time creator who has poured their heart and soul into the work that they do, why is that an issue when they do it? For those of you who aren't content creators, I really want you to just understand a content creator's perspective, just so you can have a little bit more empathy instead of holding judgment. So these ads that you, and I'm not specifically talking about you, whoever is listening, just in general, these ads that you might find at most annoying aren't hurting you. You don't have to support it. You don't have to click any links. You don't have to buy anything. You can fast forward. You can unfollow. You can block. You could pretend I've died for all I care. But those ads that are quote unquote a bit much, guess what? They are the reason why I have a roof over my head. They are the reason why I can pay my bills. They are the reason why I have food to eat, why I can take care of my fur babies and show up for my loved ones and take care of them in the ways that I can. They are the reason why I am surviving in this world right now. And I want you to imagine, you go to your job, right? You go to your job every day, whether you're a nurse, you're a teacher, you work in an office, whatever it is that you do. You go to your job, you show up, you do your work, and at the end of it, the bare minimum, you expect to get paid, right? Imagine having someone say to you, "That's a bit much, don't you think?" Or complain about you wanting to get paid for the work that you've done. That would not feel nice at all. And you'd probably be like, what the fuck? I worked hard for this. I deserve to get paid for the work that I've done. And again, I really, really don't think the person who left this comment meant any harm or were trying to be rude at all. But I do think it's important that before we say something, before we leave a comment, before we do something, to think about why we are saying or doing what it is that we are going to say and do and the impact that might have. Again, I wanted to bring this up to one, express my feelings. I think that I am allowed to express my thoughts and my feelings. And secondly, as a reminder that our words have impact, even if the intentions weren't bad. And lastly, I wanted to bring this up to share the lesson that I learned through this comment and this experience. And again, I think this lesson can be applied for any scenarios in your life, in any aspect. You don't have to be a content creator to kind of get the message.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home.
My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So as I was saying, the main reason why I wanted to share this story was because there was a huge learning lesson for me at the end of all of this that I think everyone can apply in their lives in one way or another. I truly believe that when you are presented situations like this, where someone makes an uncalled for comment or attempts to make you feel a certain way, it is an opportunity for you to step into your power, step into your confidence, and have the courage to shine your light even brighter despite others being bothered by it. So I could have taken this situation into two different ways. There's two different approaches that I could have taken. The first approach I could have taken was I could have read this comment, I could have allowed it to make me feel bad, guilty, or ashamed, and I could have gone to my agency and been like, hey, let's scale down on the ads a bit. I don't want to offend or bother anyone with them. And I could have taken that route. But how would that serve me? If I would have done that, if I would have listened to this comment and allowed it to make me feel a certain way, by doing that, I would have been denying myself of opportunities that I've worked for and rightfully deserve, and I would have been dimming my light and playing small just to please others. And in the end, I would be the one that is losing out on so much. Or I could have taken another route, which is the route that I am choosing to take, and that is allowing myself to process my feelings and my thoughts and let this be an opportunity to step into my power and shine my light even brighter. See, what I realized was that one of the things that I've struggled with up until this point was feeling worthy and confident with my work and with my content. Anytime I received a really cool, amazing opportunity, there was always like this small part of me that was like, but do you deserve that? Do you really think you're capable of that? Like, there was always this little voice in my head trying to rain on my parade. I truly feel I was meant to read this comment to reaffirm to myself, actually, I am worthy. I've worked so hard to get here and I am deserving of these opportunities and I am going to continue to let them come my way and I'm not going to hold myself back. I'm not going to play small. I'm not going to dim my light for anyone and I'm not going to let anyone make me feel ashamed or guilty or feel like I'm doing too much. It was an opportunity for me to double down on my confidence and actually own it, because before that, I wasn't really owning it. There was, like I said, there was always that little voice in my head. Opportunity really forced me to actually say, you know what? No, I'm not going to listen to the voice in my head anymore. I'm not going to listen to the comment of someone I've never met in my life. I'm not going to let anyone or anything make me feel unworthy or like I'm doing too much or that I'm doing something wrong when I know in my heart that I am simply following my intuition and I am going to embrace the opportunities that God, that the universe has been so kind and generous to bless me with. I truly feel so grateful that I came across this comment because now I genuinely feel so much more confident in myself and in what I'm doing. And now I don't hear that little voice in my head anymore that's making me doubt myself. I don't hear those negative self-limiting beliefs that have been preventing me from fully like owning my shit and feeling good about where I am in my life and what I'm doing. And I owe it all to that comment, to that review, because it helped me kind of solidify where I am in my life right now. So that is my pep talk on not dimming your light and shining unapologetically, regardless of what other people may think or feel or say. I do have practical tips on how to actually get to that point of confidence and self-assurance within yourself, because I know it's so much easier said than done to say, just be confident, don't worry about what other people are saying. But it's like, how do we actually get there mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? When I think back to my journey and where I used to be to where I am now, some of the things that stick out most to me that have been the most helpful in getting to this place is, one, not seeking outside validation. So like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I really do try not to pay attention to any of my comments or reviews, whether they are positive or negative. And the reason why I don't like to look at them is because I never want to rely my sense of self-worth, confidence, just how I feel about myself and my work based on what other people are saying or thinking about me. My second tip, I think, has been staying humble, but also knowing my worth. Again, I think it's all about having a balance. I think when you're too humble, you really don't give yourself the credit that you deserve. You don't really acknowledge the growth and the progress that you've made. And I think to shine your light unapologetically, you need to acknowledge your blessings. You need to show gratitude and acknowledge how much you've grown and what you've achieved. I don't think there's any shame, or there shouldn't be any shame or guilt in being proud of yourself. Now, I will say, I do think there's a fine line between being confident and then being arrogant and thinking you're better than others because of what you have or what you look like or whatever the case is. It's okay to be proud of yourself. It's okay to want to share your blessings or your opportunities with other people because you are just so grateful and so happy. Finding that balance between remaining humble and knowing that life can humble you very quickly in any moment, and knowing you're not better than the next person, but also being able to acknowledge your growth and your progress and your accomplishments. The third thing that has really helped me to shine my light unapologetically, and this is more of a mindset shift, is knowing that if God or the universe did not want this for me, I wouldn't have it. And I know that everything that I receive is of my highest good, and I know that I'm meant to have it, and there's a reason why I have it. So for example, with this review of what this person said, I reminded myself that God and the universe gave me these opportunities for a reason. And so I try to remind myself of that whenever I do find myself trying to downplay my accomplishments, or, you know, try to play small so I don't make others uncomfortable. I ask myself, would God want me to take these blessings for granted, or would God want me to really feel gratitude and embrace these beautiful blessings that have been given to me? The next tip in shining your light unapologetically is reminding yourself that you shining doesn't take away from others being able to shine as well, and how everything that others do and say is a reflection of themselves. Someone who is truly confident, happy with where they are in life, with who they are going to feel happy for others shining their light and for their wins because they recognize something with that person that they see in themselves versus someone who maybe is not happy with where they're at in life, or someone who isn't happy with who they are. That may be triggering to them. And while I can sympathize with that because I've been that person before that was envious or jealous of other people and saw myself as a victim, I also know that that is no one's responsibility other than myself and yourself, and no one can change that for you. And that's something that you, each and every one of us, have to work on individually. So just know whatever someone does or says, whether it's positive or negative, is a reflection of themselves. And I want to end this episode by saying there will be people who don't like you, who don't like what you do, who don't like how you talk, who don't like how you dress. There will be people who don't agree with your choices. There will be people who try to keep you small and humble you, or don't like that you're progressing in life, or if you've always been the shy, insecure girl and you've now become confident in who you are and you're taking up space, there might be people who are not going to like that. Whatever the case is, you will never be able to please everyone. And it is not your job to please anyone. And in those moments, it is your opportunity to simply choose yourself and shine your light regardless of who is going to get upset by it. Playing small and downplaying yourself just so others don't feel threatened, don't feel bothered, don't feel annoyed is the biggest disservice you could ever do to yourself. You're here to take up space. You're here to be your most authentic, best, highest version of yourself. You're here to receive what is rightfully yours. So bask in those blessings. Feel confident in how much you've grown and who you've become. Love yourself loudly and unapologetically. And if that bothers anyone, just know that has absolutely nothing to do with you, my love. Absolutely nothing. When you do come across those types of people or a comment or a situation, just know that is an opportunity for you to rise up and choose yourself anyway. And that is my main takeaway with today's episode. And that is really all I have to say for today's episode. I know this was more of a pep talk, and I just felt it was so important for me to share these feelings and these thoughts and these lessons, because I know this can be applied to so many different situations, whether you choose to make a career change or you choose to date someone that other people don't think you should be dating, or you choose to do something that other people don't agree with or don't like. I know that we all go through this at some point in our journeys. And so I hope that if and when you find yourself in this situation, you remember this message and you remember these words and you choose to step in your power and shine your light unapologetically. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. As a final reminder, if you are interested in trying any of today's amazing sponsors, the links to that will be in the show notes as well as my Instagram bio. I love you all so much, and I hope you all have a great rest of your week. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.